I hope this program has been useful, that you've started to reap the rewards of getting more done with less effort and stress. And I really hope you've tasted the freedom of a mind like water and the release of your creative energies that can come with the application of these techniques. Those who begin to implement these methods always discover there's more here than meets the eye, and you may have begun to experience your own version of that. I'll bet getting things done has validated much of what you already know and have been doing to some degree all along. Perhaps, though, it will make it much easier for you to apply that common sense more systematically in a world that seems to increasingly confound us with its intensity and complexity. My intent is not to add more to the plethora of modern theories and models about how to be successful. I have tried, on the contrary, to define the core methods that don't change with the times and which, when applied, always work. Like gravity, when you understand the principle, you can operate a lot more effectively, no matter what you're doing. Perhaps this is the leading edge of back to basics. Getting things done is a roadmap to achieve the positive, relaxed focus that characterizes your most productive state. I invite you to use it, like a roadmap, as a reference tool to get back there whenever you need to. To consistently stay on course, you'll have to do some things that may not be habits yet. Keep everything out of your head. Decide actions and outcomes when things first emerge on your radar instead of later. And regularly review and update the complete inventory of open loops of your life and work. I hope by now you at least have established a reference point for the value these behaviors create. Don't be surprised, though, if it takes a little while to make them automatic. Be patient and enjoy the process. Here are some final tips for moving forward. First, get your personal physical organization hardware set up. Get your workstation organized. Get in baskets. Create a personal filing system for work and home. Get a good list management organizer that you're inspired to play with. I also suggest that you give yourself permission to make any changes that you have been contemplating for enhancing your work environments. Hang pictures, buy pens, toss stuff, rearrange your workspace, support your fresh start. Another key thing to do is set aside some time when you can tackle one whole area of your office and then each part of your house. Gather everything into your system and work through the getting things done process. Another key is to share anything of value you've gleaned from this with someone else. It's the fastest way to learn. You might also want to review getting things done again in 3 to 6 months. You'll notice things you might have missed the first time through, and I guarantee it will seem like a whole new program. Lastly, stay in touch with people who are broadcasting and reflecting these behaviors and standards. We're available. Visit our website at davidco.com, that's davidco.com, anytime for tons of free support material, conversations about these best practices, current information about supportive products and services, and access to our global network of people sharing the best practices in productivity. For anything, contact us at the David Allen Company at info@davidco.com or 805-646-8432. Have a great rest of your life.
Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity, was written and read by David Allen. It was abridged for audio by Kim Smith. It was recorded by Jeff Thomas at Wild Oaks Recording. It was edited by Dan Mackesy. Post-production by Frog Pond Productions. The associate producer was Will Carlino. The director was Linda Ross. Getting Things Done was produced by Karen Frillman. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.